This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Coast to coast and across the world, this is Black, White and Rainbow. Your host, Andy Kay. Coming up on this show...
Which Way? Tonight, you'll hear mostly Indigenous music, but not all of it. And tonight, we welcome co-host Suri Binsad.
From the studios of Joy 94.9, this is Black, White and Rainbow.
You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow from the studios of Joy 94.9. I want to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and pay respects to the elders past and present. Tonight you're in for a treat. I'm joined by co-hosts Suri B. Suri, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Andy. Great to be here once again.
You're welcome, man. Now, you're a very busy man, so you won't be able to co-host every week.
No, unfortunately, but I really hope that we can, you know, get the air filled when I am here with you.
We'll make it happen when we can make it happen.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going to feature some interviews from past shows, so just a couple of clips. Suri, how can people get in touch with us?
Basically, all you need to do is call 1300JOY94.9, or otherwise you can go on email on onair@joy.org.au. And the website is www.joy.org.au.
Or you can hit us up with an SMS, 0427JOY949. Now, you've got some friends listening around.
Yeah, big shout out to them all. I just let them know that I was actually on here last week, and they've already tuned in since last week, mind you. So, yeah, it's
fantastic.
Great.
And where are they?
Currently in from Perth to Melbourne now, so they're here for a week.
I love Perth. I'm 2 hours younger there. All right, look, we'll get back into the music. This is Christine Arnoux teaming up with Danny Hines. This is Taking It to the Streets.
Yes, that was Christine Arnoux teaming up with Danny Hines with Taking It to the Streets. This is Black, White and Rainbow from the studios of Joy 94.9. I'm with Mr. Andy Kay, and this is Suri B on with you. Let's take a look back now at some of the interviews we've had. In the first show, Andy spoke to one of Australia's first Indigenous models, the gorgeous Sandra King. Sandra started modelling in 1972, and here's a clip from that interview.
You started out wanting to do acting, but there was one little glitch with that. Tell us a bit why you decided on modelling.
I am a stutterer, and at the moment I learned to control my stuttering, and because of acting you read from scripts, well, for me, reading was, and speaking from that, from what you're reading, I always end up stuttering, so there was no way that I could do acting. So Mum used to bring home some magazines from a lady she worked for. And I started reading these beautiful magazines, such as the Woman's Weekly, and now and then Mum had the Vogue magazine. And that's where I found a career that I can perform in front of a camera, perform on stage in front of people, wear beautiful clothes, and also have various types of makeup.
So tell us a little bit about modelling on a motorcycle.
Oh, you went there. Okay. I just turned 16, and the agency had asked if I would like to seek the permission of my parents to do a photo shoot on a motorbike, but it was for a poster, and I'll be covering my breasts, but I'd be topless. I thought, nah, I want to model clothes and have photographs with clothes on and not model naked. So I didn't tell Mum and Dad, because I think at that stage they would have been horrified. So I just said, yes, I did speak to Mum and Dad, and they don't want me to do it. And that was it. So a big commotion happened because of that, and the agency got wrapped over the knuckles because it went nationally in the newspaper, and also on one of the current affairs program had taken up the issue of asking a 16-year-old, not the fact that I was Aboriginal, it was the fact that I was just turned 16.
And just before the break, we heard an interview with one of Australia's first Indigenous supermodels, not supermodels, models who's super, Sandra King. She started in 1972.
That's deadly, man. Good on you for getting that interview. She's an amazing woman.
Yeah, she's a Brisbane girl. She started off with Maya Miss Shop 1972, and then she went on to do another ad campaign, and then from there on the catwalk, and now she's a mentor for other young models. Yeah.
Well, then she's super.
Then she is super indeed. So, look, if you want to get in touch, 0427 Joy 949. Robbie's on the front desk, 1300 Joy 949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. This is Kev Carmody now.
Freedom, I put to the test. We say freedom.
With Titters doing the backup vocals there, that was Kev Carmody with Freedom. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay and Siri B from the studios of Joy 94.9.
What a catchy tune, eh? Old Kev Carmody and Titters, man. I love the Titters. I wish they'd come back.
Yeah, a lot of people wish they would come back, especially me.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, they had some great albums. Look, the show's pretty full tonight, but we'll try and squeeze in a track from Titters, but we have heard from them already.
Yeah, for sure. Stay tuned, guys. Don't forget, there's Archie Roach to come and Jimmy Barnes. You're on 94.9 Radio with Andy Kay and Siri B.
Okay, in this next segment, we have a spotlight from an Indigenous artist from another country. This week, we have two. They're from Africa, and in particular, Mali. Amadou Baga Yalko and Mariam Dumbuya. They're better known as just Amadou and Mariam. Amadou lost his sight at 16, and Mariam, as a result of untreated measles, became blind at the age of 5. They married in 1980 after performing together in Mali's Institute for the Young Blind. They were nominated for a Grammy, and they've been a support act for Blur for two reunion gigs, for U2 and Coldplay for their Viva La Vida tour. And this is Amadou and Mariam with Welcome to Mali. And that was Welcome to Mali from Amadou and Mariam, Suri.
Yeah, Africana music there. Yeah. Too deadly, man. Yeah.
Look, this is a clip show. We'll come back with a clip from Kevin Carpentry right after this.
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin. Did you see that on YouTube? Yeah.
Yeah, love Kevin.
Yeah. All right, look, we'll be back with Kevin Carpentry right after this. Here's a clip from Kevin Carpentry. Now, you're a friend of Kevin Carpentry, aren't you, Siri?
Yeah, I love Kevin.
Kevin.
That's the only way I can say his name is Kevin.
That was in his act.
Yeah.
So here's that clip now for you. When people meet a comedian, do they really do that whole say something funny thing?
100%. That is so true, mate. And it's quite funny, actually, when they do that. So you're a comedian. Tell us a joke. You know, and part of it, they realise that, you know, when we've got a show on, we start getting preparing about an hour out, getting, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to go about that show. So we start to, you know, more or less lather ourselves up prior to that show. And then to just get on the spot sometimes, and, oh, so tell the joke, you get that all the time.
So do you have a go-to standard that you say?
I just say, look, brother, I'm off stage at the moment. I'm just enjoying a quiet drink with some friends and... And, you know, if you don't mind, but sometimes I'm already on, I rarely get off stage. Like, even when I'm off stage, I'm still on stage. So I like to have a bit of a laugh and muck around and fun, yeah, so that's good.
Now, you've appeared at lots of festivals, like Adelaide Fringe, Puttalina in Tassie, St Kilda Festival, and, of course, the Melbourne Comedy Festival. You've also had many television appearances, like Weekend Sunrise, Comedy Up Late, No Laughing Matter on the Comedy Channel, just to name a few. Do you prefer appearing at festivals or on TV?
Look, I think, one, I love performing regardless. I mean, I think you've got to take the TV credits when they come because they give you such a broader audience. And it's good when people walk up and say, oh, I come to your shows because I've seen you on TV and I thought you're absolutely great. You know, so you can't knock back TV. TV just gives you more of an audience. Having said that, I just love performing regardless. I never thought that I'd be traveling around Australia getting paid to make people laugh and making a good income off it. And I don't do it for money, but I'm blessed that I can make a living off it. So I love my job, brother.
Yeah, that song just then, by the way, was Abaru, Abaru in New York, and that was Yolanda B. Cool, featuring Gurumu Yinapingu. And it's crazy because I remember back a couple of years back, Jeffrey Gurumu was performing and he did the opening for the Deadly Awards. And Gavin at the time, rest in peace now, he offered me a possibility of performing with Gurumu for that opening dance song that he made. And I said, I was reaching up to the last week and I said, yeah, I'd love to. And then I felt intimidated. I actually went, oh, I can't do it, because I wanted to make sure that I did a good job. And I regret not doing it now, though. But, yeah, at least I got to meet him. He's a deadly fella.
Yeah, well, you never know what the future brings.
Yeah, that's right.
There might be another opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this part of the show, we go to a non-Indigenous show. This is the woman of the hour, I think, after her performance in Eurovision, which I thought was just absolutely phenomenal. And I got a bit of a what for on social media because I posted what the rankings were. And it wasn't too early. And I mean, you know, it's social media after all.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't feel bad about it.
But expected.
I'm sorry that I ruined it for someone. But this is Seventh Heaven's mix of that song. And this is Sound of Silence with Dami M. There you go. The wonderful Dami M, Seventh Heaven remix of Sound of Silence. Okay, so this is a clip show tonight. We're just going to look back at some of the interviews. I recently spoke with Thomas E.S. Kelly. He's on tomorrow night.
Yeah, for the Next Wave Festival.
Part of the Next Wave Festival. He'll be at where?
That's at the Northcote Town Hall.
Yep.
And I think he shows about 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
It's definitely worthwhile checking out, guys. Community night tomorrow, actually, so... It'll be a blackout.
It'll be a blackout.
It'll be deadly.
So here he is talking a bit about what some of the content of the show is. So here is Thomas E.S. Kelly.
Who don't look like what people believe Aboriginal people look like. So we're of mixed cultural backgrounds, and I don't necessarily look like I'm Aboriginal from the first glance. And if I speak sometimes, I might have, you know, the little, you know what it's like when you've got the little blackfella lingo twang sometimes that comes in and out.
Oh, yeah.
And then sometimes it's just not there. So when people listen, they're like, oh, you know, you don't sound like you're Aboriginal or you don't look like you're Aboriginal. I have this mustache going on at the moment, which I get Mexican quite a lot. And without the mustache, I get Indian quite a lot. But I also get, like, Italian and South America. I get almost everything. It's crazy. So when I tell people I'm Aboriginal and they're like, oh, you don't look Aboriginal. Funny, because what I find very interesting and what I want to explore is when people ask me and then I tell them that I am Aboriginal and then they don't believe it. Did you ask me because you really wanted to know or, you know, and that's the reason that I look like this is that ever since colonization, the goal was to first, with all the genocides and the massacres, to eradicate Indigenous people, but so then to stop making either one Indigenous people exist or two, to make us stop looking like Aboriginal people. So especially when I have Australian nationals who aren't Indigenous, non-Indigenous Australian people, say to me that I don't look Aboriginal, it's like, oh, you realise I don't look Aboriginal because since colonisation, that was the goal, to stop making us look Aboriginal. So we're exploring that and this idea of, you know, if you're gonna teach history, start from the beginning of the history book. Stop flipping to the middle pages. And acknowledge everyone that's attributed to the story that is Australia's history. Ooh, the
baby. Yeah, yeah. You are listening to Black, White and Rainbow on Joy 94.9 with Andy Kay and Suri B. That was Emma Donovan with Being a Lady. I spoke with Emma a couple of weeks ago and she's up on the podcast on the website joy.org.au/black, white and rainbow or one word. So we're going to go to another song soon, Suri.
Yeah.
We're getting towards the end of the show now.
It just goes so quick, doesn't it?
It does go really quick. So look,
you know, whenever I hear Emma's voice though, I can't help but just go, wow, that woman, she's amazing, absolutely stunning.
And her voice suits a lot of different styles of music as well, and she's had an amazing career.
And so humble.
And very humble, yeah. So we'll get into another song now. This is from WA, the Pigram Brothers. This is Moonlight.
Ah, The good old Pigan Brothers there with Moonlight. Brings me back to home time, pour voilà. I'm homesick.
you're from Derby, right?
Yes. No, Derby, yeah, but Broome, you know, is where I always lived in Broome and Derby. So, yeah, just brings up memories.
So we're quickly running out of time. So thanks again for listening, everyone. Sorry we couldn't fit in Archie Roach, but I'm sure we'll play him next week. Suri, are you going to come back next week?
Hell yeah.
That's an affirmative.
I'm here.
You don't want to go now, do you?
No, I don't want to leave now.
The hour goes really quick, doesn't it?
It does go so quick.
Yeah. All right. Look, we'll think of some stuff to come up with next week. Any ideas?
Oh, man, don't you worry. There's a head of creativity here.
Head of creativity.
we'll create something, I'm sure.
Yeah. So during the show, we heard from Sandra King, as one of Australia's first Indigenous models. We also heard from Thomas E.S. Kelly, who's doing Misconceived tomorrow night at the
Northcote Town Hall. 9 o'clock, don't miss it. And, of course, Muriel Spearham, who's actually at 7:30.
Your mate?
That's my mate, yeah.
Your mate. And also we heard from a comedian. Who was that?
Oh, Kevin.
Kevin.
With the BB.
You can't stop saying Kevin. Yeah, that was part of his act. Pronouncing the V as a B. So look, all right,
deadly interviewer, brother. Like, and getting those deadly people is awesome.
I learned to, you know, when I ask a question, to shut up and let people finish. Because you know it does trigger other questions. Yeah,
so true.
That was a good one to learn. So we're going to sign off now. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. See you later.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.